Voters in El Salvador are electing their new president today. The former Marxist guerrillas, the FMLN, have put forward a relatively young journalist, Mauricio Funes, as their candidate. He's running against the former head of the National Police, Rodrigo Avila, of the ruling right-wing Arena Party. If Funes wins, it could swing a staunch conservative ally of the U.S. and Central America to the liberal left. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from San Salvador.
The battle for the presidency is playing out in the streets of San Salvador. Telephone poles and billboards that a few weeks ago sported the red, white, and blue stripes of Arena have been freshly painted with a coat of FMLN red. All campaigning was supposed to have stopped on Wednesday, but despite this, supporters of the ruling Arena Party held rallies and blocked traffic in the capital on Saturday. They wore T-shirts and carried banners declaring, "Don't give up on El Salvador," meaning don't give in to the FMLN's promise of change. This is an extremely tight election in a polarized nation. In 1980, that polarization flared into a civil war. The U.S. sent billions of dollars to the right-wing government to fight the FMLN. The communist rebels finally laid down their guns in 1992 and became the political opposition, but Arena has retained control of the presidency.
Hay que experimentar un cambio nuevo. Otro partido.
This 36-year-old construction worker, Gerardo Flores, says El Salvador needs a change, a new political party.
Siempre está el miedo de salir a las calles y cualquier ladrón, cualquier delincuente lo puede asaltar a uno.
There's fear to go out in the streets, Flores says. Some robber, some delinquent might attack you. He says the country's also facing economic problems, unemployment, and misspent foreign aid. But just outside a relatively upscale supermarket, Jacqueline Alvarenga says she's sticking with the ruling Arena Party.
El partido, el gobierno actual, no es que haya hecho las cosas también excelentes.
The current government hasn't done things perfectly, Alvarenga says, but she says the country needs to stay on one path. Over the last couple of days, several Republican congressmen in Washington have expressed concern that an FMLN victory could move the U.S. ally to the far left. Funes, however, has stressed that he's not from the communist wing of the party. Election returns are expected late tonight. Jason Bobian, NPR News, San Salvador.